It is a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Oh. I don't think that's right.
That's a pen toss.
That is a pen
classic
spike.
Pen toss.
Is what that was. Right. Curran losing patience there. What do we have up first in Would You Rather Wednesday, Billy?
First question, if you are Drake May, would you rather have Brandon Ayuk or Kyle Shanahan?
A real conundrum for NFL teams.
Sophie's choice.
Would you rather have the coaching or the weapons? Ayuk's been terrible. I'd rather have the receiver. I would rather have, and I know Brandon Ayuk is not, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, you know, that level of receiver.
Yeah.
But I would rather have the weapon than the coach. Also, Kyle Shanahan, good scheme, good offense. Might get you to a Super Bowl, but are you going to win?
Maybe not, but Brandon Ayuk doesn't guarantee that either. It's a player's league, Jones. That's what they say about every league. Uh-huh. It's a player's league.
But
I would take Shanahan.
Yeah.
I would take Shanahan. I think you look at guys like Shanahan and McVay. You see what, like, Jared Goff is a great example. Jared Goff with Jeff Fisher looks like the worst quarterback in the league. With Sean McVay, he's in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Ben Johnson, looks like he's pretty good. So that offensive mind, there might be five of those guys in the league. Maybe there's even as many as 10. They don't have one here. So
no.
If Drake May had a Kyle Shanahan, I think what he could also do, a Shanahan, can take a receiver that in other places might be the 30th best receiver and get him to look like the 15th best.
Well, Juwan Jennings would be a good example of that.
There you go. So I think maybe something like, if you start with Shanahan, maybe you create more than just the quarterback. Maybe you help create the back or the receiver or the tight end and you go from there. I think he'd be better off where, in this scenario, let's just play it out, Brandon Ayuk, Drake May, Alex Van Pelt, or Jalen Polk, Pop Douglas, Drake May, Kyle Shanahan. I'll take that second group to be better.
I'd take the one with Ayuk. But
and Van Pelt, just so you're clear.
Yeah,
Van Pelt. Okay.
And Van Pelt. I would take that one, but it's a fair point about how good is Ayuk? Is Ayuk a product of, like, I think Debo is great.
Yeah.
Is Ayuk a product of that system? Fair point, fair question. How would he look here? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'd still take him, and I'd like to find out.
Right.
What do we have next, Billy?
Would you rather trade Tristan Casas or Jaren Duran?
So Jaren Duran would be way more of the sell high at this point. I know Casas just smacked a bunch of dingers the other night, but dealing with all the injuries that he has had, I really like Jaren Duran. I mean, the season, he was having a really, really good year last year and then got hurt, missed the tail end of it, and that was sort of the end. But then he came back guns blazing, was one of the best players in all of baseball. You know, they're both lefty bats, so they have a million of those. You wouldn't probably get as much for Casas as you would for Duran. Casas strikes me as a guy that's going to be a bigger issue when it comes to a new contract. He already has been. He's already rejected their offers.
Oh, he's like already laughed at their offers, yeah. According to Bradford.
Now,
yeah.
To take his side, they probably were insanely low.
They probably were.
Like, you know, so, but I just think
the only deals they've worked out were Bayo and Rafaela, and both of those are exceptionally team-friendly trades.
They're team-friendly.
Or signings, yeah.
And Bayo was probably like, you'll give me what? I stink. So, yeah, I'll take it. And then Rafaela maybe will end up being a bargain. I don't know. But I like Jaren Duran more, so I would just keep him. I would rather trade Casas.
So my real answer is I don't want to move either one, but that's not the game. I would rather trade Casas out of the two. And for most of the reasons you said, I'm not itching to move on from Casas.
Right.
If you're getting a big return, then
I sell low-ish right
now.
Yeah,
it is, yeah. But even still, it's like 12 home runs in 60 games. That's not bad. I mean, you're talking about a guy who should be
3,100. I thought he was going to be a 3,100 guy this year.
I mean, he had 24 and 132 games last year. He walks a ton.
Yep.
He has tons of extra base hits. If you care about the advanced analytics, Tomasi actually wrote about this the other day. Yeah, he barrels up the baseball at a high rate compared to the rest of the league.
Does that bother you at all?
It does.
Oh, it does?
That bothers me a little bit. Yeah.
He's odd?
Yeah. It bothers me a little bit.
All right. Tristan, but if he's a good player, like,
Tristan,
who cares if he's shirtless?
Tristan Casas or
serial killer?
Yeah, well, that's not a serial killer.
That's a game.
Like some pseudo Tristan Casas or like Kyrie. That might be a good game.
Casas or Kyrie. He did pick the Mavericks in four with Kyrie MVP when the guys at Playtesty asked
him. But some other, like, you know, a pseudo intellect. They consider themselves like a pseudo intellectual.
Yeah,
like that would be the game. But anyway, I'm not itching to move him. Is my point. But I would move him before Duran. I think you know what Duran is.
Tristan Casas or Ryan Lochte.
I think you know what Duran is, and I guess that could be a bad thing. Casas probably has the higher ceiling, but I would lock in with Duran, who I agree with you. I also think there would be less, you know, pulling teeth when it comes to haggling out the contract.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you go. What's our next question, Billy?
If you're the Bruins, would you rather trade Jeremy Swayman or hope he caves?
He doesn't seem like he's going to cave.
No.
But it's also September 25th. if it's Thanksgiving and he doesn't have a deal, is he just like, I need to play hockey? Because isn't the example William Nylander?
Yep. 11th hour, he called his agent.
He calls his agent like, dude, enough. Like,
I don't want to play. I want to play. So they're being a-holes about it, and they're putting the screws to me, but I'll take their deal. Fine.
Because right now it doesn't feel like either one is giving in, the Bruins or Swayman. This has been ongoing for a while. We're still not there yet. I think if you're the team, you're probably saying like, yeah, on the one hand, we have backed ourselves into a corner. But on the other, is he really going to sit out the year? How many hockey players sit out the year? Even any sport, right? Like football happens once in a blue moon. Basketball, those guys usually end up forcing a trade. But I would say if I'm the Bruins, even though I'm on Team Swayman and all this, but if I was the Bruins, I'd probably just wait till he caves.
Let me tell you, they got a little bit of, I think, leverage last night. Keith Korpisalo.
How'd he do?
Seven saves, no goals.
Seven saves?
Yeah, no goals. Did you hear that part? He played half the game. He played.
Didn't allow a single goal.
He played almost 30 minutes.
They couldn't beat Korpisalo.
Seven
saves.
True.
If he had over 6.5 saves, cashed it.
What did you just tell me in my ear there,
so,
Nick?
35 minutes ago or something, Pierre LeBrun said that Jeremy Swayman wants an 8-year deal, which is the max year that you can have in the NHL.
Okay, so my takeaway there would be, if you're hoping for a bridge contract, probably not happening.
So that, he wants 8 for 80.
That's what I would read into that.
8 years.
Good for him.
Give me all the years.
If I'm the Bruins, I obviously hope he caves. But if he really is threatening to sit out, would I rather have him sit out or trade him? I would trade him. Like at that point, if he really isn't going to blink. You have to be talking to other teams and lining this up because you can't have him sit out the year and get nothing for it.
So how does that all work, Nick? Do you have any idea with the you trade his rights or like how does that all work?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I believe he's an RFA, so you'd have to trade his rights.
Yeah, you'd trade his rights and then he's gonna work out a deal with another team, I would think. I mean he still has to sign a deal to play.
All right.
I don't know if there's a window.
If you're gonna trade for him, wouldn't you just sign him to an offer sheet? Even though you have to give up like two first.
No, you have to give up two ones.
Like, what are you gonna have to give up anyway?
Well, yeah, maybe less than that, I guess.
You think the Bruins are going to get two ones for him at this point?
No, I don't either. No.
So, no, I mean, they need to be talking to other teams and feeling out what the market is. That's what I would say. But you hope he caves. I don't think he should.
He went into business school.
Yeah, that's true.
In Maine.
That's true. A highly respected business school. That's true.
Would you rather go to a rodeo or a NASCAR race?
It's not even close to me, or for me. This one is, we talked about the Bulls on Parade a little bit yesterday. I think it's animal cruelty. I'm not a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New Hampshire. I've been to the Loudon Speedway before.
Give me NASCAR
greater than rodeo.
Those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls. And oh my God.
How is the NASCAR experience? People who go
fast
kind of rave about it.
You can just drink and watch cars go zip around.
I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Thing is with the Loudon track, because I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
It's a boring track. So like if you're going there to see crashes and stuff, you're not really going to see it. But it's more about the pre, the post, and the fact that you can bring in a cooler full of beer.
Yeah,
just go.
I mean, I don't hate that.
All the cars have different colors, which is fun to watch them together. They all have different numbers.
It's pretty nuts when you're like right down on that fence.
It's so loud.
They take off. It's insane.
Oh my God.
My mother-in-law, they're transplants. They live just outside Charlotte now.
Now they're into it.
I'm not joking. My mother-in-law now,
that's a big spot down
there. This was a couple Sundays ago, or you know, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago.
So who'd you guys have had the Pepsi 400?
She's like, do you mind if I put on the race? I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm like,
gentlemen, start your engine!
There he is, the King of Queens himself.
My mother-in-law is like a NASCAR fan now.
Yeah.
Which is just wild to me. But so, no, I would
it's
rather.
A big deal.
Did you see those bulls breaking out? I would rather go to the rodeo.
No.
I only got to drive to Emerald Square Mall.
Put the bulls on the track.
Yeah, happy medium.
Combine the two.
I only got to go to Emerald Square Mall. I can go in there and get myself like an Orange Julius or, you know, an Auntie Anne's pretzel as
but
well.
But you want to see
somebody. And I can watch the rodeo.
Lasso a baby cow and then tie up
you
its
wanna
hooves.
You want to see a car zoom around in an oval over and over again?
I do.
No, I do not.
Do you know how fast they're going?
Yeah, very fast.
Real fast.
See how fast those bulls were going?
Nah, not
running
fast.
Over goring people.
They got 10 minutes away by car, Keith.
Yeah. Because you could be sitting
rodeo.
Here. You'd be sitting here and all of a sudden it's like, wing, wing, wing. Just wait. They come back. They come back.
They go around.
You know, you can go grab a drink or something. That's the thing. It's a better sit on your cooler full of beer event than the rodeo is.
Is it? I can sit on my cooler and do anything.
Well, less animal cruelty. Watching the cars.
The animals were committing the cruelty.
You don't want to see a good pit crew?
Plus, it's just
changing the tires.
You don't want to see
gassing up the car.
You want to see a good goring?
I mean, if you can guarantee me a goring.
Can I guarantee any of the excitement Billy was talking about?
I don't need a wreck. Billy, that's a psycho move. Like, oh, yeah, these guys, they get wrecked. I don't need to see a wreck. I like to see a nice, clean racing.
Just a crash.
I don't need to see a crash.
Need anything damaged.
Clean racing. Bumper to bumper.
Loudon's the track for it.
It really is. It is just an oval.
This is the perfect oval. Nobody bothers anybody. It's just 3 hours of circles.
This guy's got his left blinker on the whole time.
We have time for the last one. Would you rather hear? It's an important one.
Last one. Would you rather spend your Saturday picking apples or at a pumpkin patch?
Not even close. Not even close. Apples.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Apples all day. Apple cider. What are the apple donuts called? What are those called?
Apple cider donuts.
Apple cider donut. Thank you. pretty obvious. Pretty easy.
apple donuts.
I also like eating apples. Pumpkin does nothing for me.
You can't walk around eating a pumpkin.
We pick one. We carve it. Yep. Like I do like the pumpkin coffee. I like pumpkin donuts, which I guess you can get.
I'm a pumpkin bee.
What am I cooking the pumpkins up into? Nothing.
Nothing. I love walking up and down.
Bread.
You could pumpkin pie,
pumpkin
muffin.
It? That's all from like a pumpkin mix. We're not actually making
it. Maybe they sell them at the patch, though.
Maybe. Well, that's true.
I like the ambiance of a pumpkin patch, right?
I like the ambiance of an apple orchard.
So do I, because you can walk up and down and you're just housing apples. How many apples do you eat while you're picking apples? Like 15?
So many.
I've never eaten so many apples.
So many.
You're like, they're charging me an arm and a leg to fill this bag, but I'm going to get my money's worth just eating them on the fly here.
Yeah, sometimes you get a worm in there. It's extra protein.
That's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's all good. You can try the Honey Crisp. You can use a little Macintosh.
Fuji.
The McCoons.
Fuji. Yeah, nice.
They're all good.
Granny Smith. I like Granny Smith.
I bet you. That is the most on-brand Jones take. Likes a Granny Smith apple.
I agreed with Courtney this morning on coffee ice cream. Love coffee ice cream. But I also agreed with Wiggy. That's a grandma ice cream.
That made no sense to me. Yeah. How there's old people ice cream flavors? Coffee's a great flavor. So it's vanilla old person?
Yes, absolutely.
Chocolate?
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
Those are basic. They're basic.
Stepped up the game now with coffee because now you can get them with Oreo in it.
Like you could.
Oreo no, if you legit, no, if you like mix, if you spice it up a little
so
bit.
So basically, a non-old person ice cream is just one with like a topping
or something mixed. A malt.
Yeah.
An old person is like a sherbet.
Orange sherbet.
No, an old person ice cream. Orange sherbet. Definitely
orange sherbet.
An old person ice cream is you go to your nana's and that's what she has in the freezer. It's coffee ice cream for days.
Coffee. She'd have like a French vanilla maybe.
Had coffee ice cream last night. Didn't feel old eating it.
A mint chocolate chip.
I'm not saying it's not. It's delicious. I love coffee ice cream.
Maybe my favorite.
It's an old person. I mean, a Granny Smith. Granny Smith has Granny right in the name. That's an old person apple.
I had a pumpkin frap the other day.
Oh,
delicious.
It looked insane.
It was so good. And I even said no whipped cream, but they also come with whipped cream. I'm not a whipped cream guy.
You said hold the whipped cream.
I said, yeah, you spray it up in the air for all I care. I don't put it on my frap. And the guy's like, what?
What am I letting myself go over here? No,
like,
thank you.
You don't need to be a jerk, sir. And then, a little caramel in there. Like, whew, boy, was that good. But anyway, I think it's unanimous apples.
Apples.
I mean, pumpkin patch is just kind of is what it is. You go grab a pumpkin and you take off.
You go carve it. That's all you do.
Yep. We got some pumpkins last weekend.
So you already have them.
Yeah.
They're going to like collapse on themselves by the Halloween rolls.
Well, we didn't carve them yet.
Oh, okay.
They're just like on the steps. One's in my daughter's room.
Are they going to rot out?
No.
No?
No. So I'm not cutting them open.
Are you sure about that? Yeah, but they're off the vine.
Once you cut them is when they start to deteriorate.
Yeah,
where they really like fold into themselves is after you make a little face. It's going to be fine.
Because when they're sitting on your porch in December.
Yeah, right, exactly. When you pick them up and they're just heavy, wet, like newspaper. You're like, what is this? How'd it turn into this?
All right.
I think it turned into cardboard.
It does. It is. It's like a wet cardboard. No, this will be fine.
Okay. All right, I was just checking. I was just trying to look out for
you. Wait till All Hallows Eve, and I'll put a face in it, and we'll be good to go.
It's Would You Rather, every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith.